Repentance or remorse? Bible thought. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regrets, but worldly sorrow brings death. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, New International Version. After being denied by Peter three times, Jesus turned and looked him in the eye. Can you imagine the sorrow reflected in those eyes? Peter was devastated as he recalled Jesus' prophecy, and the scriptures tell us that Peter wept bitterly. Peter repented of his sin and became one of the most zealous Christians in the first century church. Contrast Peter with Judas. They both betrayed Jesus. Judas, however, felt only remorse. He took the 30 pieces of silver back to the high priests. When they refused to take back the money, he threw the silver at their feet and went out and hanged himself. One was repentant. One was remorseful. Leo Tolstoy wrote, quote, "Our world is hungry for genuinely changed people. Everybody thinks of changing humanity, and nobody thinks of changing himself. Let us be among those who believe that inner transformation of lives is a goal worth our best effort." End of quote. Remorse does not require faith or action, only regret. Repentance calls for both faith and action. Are you remorseful over something in your past? If so, repent and put it behind you. Have faith God wants to forgive those who ask for forgiveness. Let us pray. Father, please help me seek your forgiveness and have faith to believe you will forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen.